Finally, we're going to talk about the disease diabetes, because this is very involved with this blood sugar issue that we've been talking about in the last audio lectures. And there are several different kinds of diabetes, but the two main ones that we're going to talk about are type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And type 1 diabetes is hereditary, and it usually... It's also called childhood onset diabetes because it usually shows up fairly early in a person's life. And what happens in this case is that the cells in the pancreas that are meant to produce insulin do not produce insulin, or they produce a very low level of insulin. And so the problem with type 1 diabetes is that insulin is not present. And so even though there may be plenty of glucose in the bloodstream, that glucose is not able to get into the body cells to be used by the body cells. And this results in two problems. It results in the body cells not getting the nutrition and the energy that they need. And secondly, it results in high blood sugar, because that glucose, because it can't be absorbed in the body cells, it remains in the bloodstream. And as you may recall from earlier part of the lecture, that high glucose level can cause nerve damage and other tissue damages over time. Type 2 diabetes is also called adult onset, although in recent years with childhood obesity on the rise, it has been showing up in younger and younger individuals, especially in countries where there's a high obesity rate. And in the case of type 2 diabetes, there's usually plenty of insulin produced. There's usually sufficient insulin produced. However, what happens is that when the tissues are exposed to too much glucose over a prolonged period of time, for example, if a person has a diet very high in simple sugars and carbohydrates, especially simple sugars, a lot of sugary food and so on, the receptors on the body cells that the insulin interacts with become, they become less sensitive to insulin. So they stop working properly. So it's not that there's not enough insulin present, it's that the cells' receptors are no longer responding to the insulin in the way that they should. And so what ends up happening is you have symptoms similar to diabetes, type 1 diabetes, except it's more of a problem with the receptors. Now, I want to point out that with type 1 diabetes, because there's a lack of insulin, the usual treatment is to give insulin to the person, either through injections or whatever means to get that insulin into the body. With type 2 diabetes, oftentimes this can be treated with diet and exercise. In some cases, if diet and exercise are not working sufficiently, there will be some medications that are given, including sometimes insulin, just to try to flood those non-receptive receptors that aren't working so well and try to get those to work.